A scientific study has shown that females retain and carry male DNA from every sexual encounter with men. This is according to a new study by the University of Seattle and the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center. The study, which found these facts accidentally, was originally trying to find out if women who are pregnant with a boy might be more susceptible to certain neurological conditions that occur more frequently in men. But during their research on the female brain, the study began to uncover other fascinating facts. The study discovered that female brains often contain, quote, male microchimerism, or, to put it simply, male DNA that must have come from another person and are genetically different from the rest of the woman. It turns out that 63% of women carry male DNA in their brains. Of course, the researchers wanted to know where the male DNA originated from. Take a guess. From the women's fathers? No. A woman's father's DNA combines with their mother's DNA to create a unique DNA. So where else did it come from? Initially, the researchers thought that all male DNA found living in the female brain came from a male pregnancy. That was the safe and politically correct conclusion, but these researchers were completely wrong. When they autopsied the brain tissues of women who were never pregnant, let alone with a male baby, they still discovered male DNA cells present in the female brains. This is when the scientists didn't know what was actually happening. They tried to put the entire research study on hold until they could better understand it, but the answer was already there. What were they so scared of? Quote, conclusions. Male DNA was not infrequent in women without sons. Besides known pregnancies, other possible sources of male DNA include unrecognized spontaneous abortion, vanished male twin, an older brother transferred by the maternal circulation, or sexual intercourse. Male DNA was significantly more frequent and levels were higher in women with induced abortion than in women with other pregnancy histories. Further studies are needed to determine specific origins of male DNA in women. Basically, according to the scientists, the likely source of the male DNA inside women's brains come from 1. An unrecognized abortion, 2. A male twin that disappeared, 3. An older brother transferred by the maternal circulation, and 4. Sexual intercourse with a man. If you look at the fact that a huge 63% of women have male DNA cells in the recesses of their brain, which explanation do you think is the one that fits the most? When you think about it, the first three options can apply only to a small number of women. You can't possibly apply it to the 63% figure. The fourth option, however, well, it's a lot more common. The answer is actually 4, sexual intercourse with a man. And it comes with very serious consequences for women. Whenever a woman has unprotected sex with a man, she absorbs the sperm and the sperm becomes a living part of her for life. The research was based on women that were elderly. Many of these women had been carrying the living male DNA inside their brains for over 50 years. What you need to understand is that sperm is a living organism, and there are between 40 million and 1.2 billion sperm cells in a single ejaculation. When sperm goes inside a woman, it swims until it crashes into a wall, and then it burrows into the woman's flesh. If it happens inside a mouth, the sperm swims and climbs into nasal passages in an ear and behind the eyes, and it stays there. It also enters the brain and the spine. Just like out of some sci-fi horror film, all the sexual partners the woman goes through become a part of her and she can never get rid of their DNA. This is one of the reasons when women are promiscuous and sleep around and have many sexual partners, they're highly unlikely to pair bond and find someone to build a long-lasting relationship with for life. This is why so many single mothers are perpetually single until the end of their time. Science is only now starting to understand why having multiple sexual partners for women is detrimental for them in every way. Don't become a village bicycle. Someone who is easy to engage sexual activity on a regular basis and has no problem doing it with various different individuals.
This guy is such a total pussy, it's stunning.